Hey there! You're listening to Show on the Road, where I, your host, Francesca Pinsotti, interview guests on the road. My guests and I may hit some traffic, so let's start this podcast and get the show on the road.
Now, I'm currently not the driver, but I am being driven by my guest, Christina Valadares. My other guest, Alexa Sarchi. Alexa turned 21 today, and we have reservations somewhere, but we haven't told her where we're going, so it's a surprise. We just told her what to pack in her bag, and so,
she has no idea what we're doing.
So, my guests and I, Christina and Alexa and I, we all went to high school together.
True Florida native. I was born and raised in Jacksonville.
And I'm originally from Dallas.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Christina's from Jacksonville. Alexis from New York.
So two Southerners.
And I'm from Texas.
Except yes. We all go to school in the north.
But we all go to school in the north. Yes. Christina goes to Manhattan College. Alexa goes to Boston College. And I go to the American University in Washington, D.C. So how could you compare your current college experience to high school?
Oh, there's no comparison.
Who wants to go first? I'm going to hand the mic to Christina because I think she has some feelings about this question.
So I did enjoy my high school experience. I had a great friend groups, Alexa and Francesca, and then I had another friend group. And yeah, I had a great high school overall. I enjoyed it a lot, but I definitely was excited to kind of burst out of the Ponte Vedra bubble, which is where we live. And I have lived there my entire life. And it's a great town, but I definitely wanted to explore, and I was lucky enough that my parents really incited traveling in us. So I experienced many different countries and cultures, and I really wanted to kind of expand my horizon. So I went to New York for college, or I went to college in New York, and because that's where my dad grew up and my parents lived there for a while. My dad worked there, and it's amazing. My confidence boosted immediately just because, like, you go to a big city and you have to be so independent. I mean, everyone kind of knows, but New Yorkers are very different, and all my friends are awesome there. They're very honest, and I think that they made me, like, a more confident person because everyone's, like, straight up to your face, where I feel like in the South, everyone's like, oh, so sweet to your face, and then, like, they'll talk behind your back. But in New York, like, no, they'll tell you straight up how they feel. And, yeah, no, I really love it. I think that it made me a happier person, and I wouldn't want to change anything.
I'm so glad that you're happy. And Alexa, would you say that college has been a better experience, or how would you compare it to high school?
College is so much more fun. I think just because, I don't know, Boston College was the perfect fit for me. I remember when I was touring colleges, I applied to all schools in Massachusetts, even though I've never even went in Massachusetts, which was really weird. So, but then I was like, looking at Wellesley and Holy Cross, and it was really disgusting and gloomy out, and I was crying because I was like, I guess I can make this work. But then I stepped foot on Boston College's campus, and like, it got all sunny and birds started chirping, and there was like a music festival on campus, and I was like, oh, I think this is where I'm supposed to be. But BC's great. I love that school. Roll Eagles.
Alexis still doesn't know where we're going. Christina and I are the only ones that know where we're going. So that's a little fun game that we've been playing. But guess where we're going?
This little bridge we're passing over is into a small island. So each of these people, like, literally live on an island.
That's crazy.
Isn't that awesome?
Honestly, I know we live close to the beach, but I don't really go to the beach very often. I know, Christina, you do.
Yeah.
Whenever you can.
Yeah.
Beach,
but also, like, my parents don't use the beach, so it doesn't make sense. Like, I think, yeah, out of, you know, the past 2 years, my parents have used the beach max 3 times, like, actually gone and walked on a beach like 3 times.
Yeah, and that was because their
friends were having like a charcuterie picnic thing with them, and like that's we should do that. It was really fun.
I think I think like when you know, when you know you have access to it, you just don't really. Right. You don't. You don't take advantage.
What you can't have.
Exactly. The grass is greener on the other side. Okay, so let's take a quick break and get right back to the podcast after we get closer to our destination. I feel like we're, how close are we to our destination? Oh, okay, so we're 30 minutes, we're a little less than 30 minutes away from our, 27 minutes away from our destination. So we've been recording for a long time. I think this podcast only needs to be like 10 minutes. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll get right back to Show on the Road. So I will ask Alexa first, the birthday girl. So she is doing an internship this summer. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that internship and what you've done so far? I think it's really interesting, and it's definitely helping a lot of people.
Oh yeah.
It's an important cause. Okay, passing the mic.
This summer, I'm interning at the Innocence Project, which helps to exonerate wrongfully convicted people. And right now I'm working on a case. I can't obviously say like the logistics of it because I signed a contract, but it is a really good case, and I'm hopefully we will exonerate the person we are working with. But yeah, I think it's just a great organization, a nonprofit that just really helps people.
That sounds really cool. Are you, obviously this is an internship, but will you pursue this in your future? I know you talked a lot about journalism. Would you want to start off with this and then maybe go into journalism, or is this maybe something that you're passionate about but you wouldn't consider pursuing?
I just started, so I'm basically looking at case transcripts and digesting them and looking at tapes and all that. It's really interesting right now, so I'll see how I like it as the summer progressively goes on, but I definitely am interested in diversity and like journalism and how those both intertwine.
And Christina, I know you have your interests and dreams, and we've definitely talked about what you are gonna consider doing in the future, but I mean, what's your dream job?
Oh, that's quite rough. Well, basically, I had an internship this summer at the high wealth office in Morgan Stanley in Miami, but it was canceled because of COVID. So I'm currently internshipless. But my dream job, I'm kind of split between either working at a large firm and work for a couple years to kind of hash it out and work with like managing funds. But if it were my dream job, I would really like to work internationally or stay in New York as I currently am and work business and fashion or some aspect of it.
I love traveling with you guys, whether it be in a car or a plane, on a boat or a train.
Oh my God.
I am a poet. Thank you for listening to the first episode of Show on the Road. I really enjoyed chatting with my guests as we traveled to the surprise destination for Alexa's 21st birthday. We ended up going to a spa in Amelia Island, which is about an hour's trip from where we live in Ponte Vedra, Florida. We all had a wonderful day. We got massages and hung out by the pool. And I'm really glad you guys could come along for the ride. See you next time on Show on the Road.